KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly sunny sky, a little bit of haze as always, with the smoke from the western wildfires making their way through the state. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 92, with winds out of the southwest at around 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up at times to around 20 this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. There will be a heat advisory in effect from noon until 8 p.m. on Saturday for temperatures in the mid-90s with heat index values up to 105 degrees. The hot temperatures and high humidity may cause heat illnesses to occur, so keep that in mind if you have any outdoor activities or plans for Saturday. In the news, the Adair County Fair continues today, and it's Senior Day at the fair in Greenfield. Underway this hour until gone, they'll have a Farm Bureau breakfast in the courtyard. At 8 o'clock, it's the 4-H and FFA Horse Show in the Horse Arena. Supreme Showman Contest, also in the Horse Arena. At 9, they'll have the Market Lamb Feeder Pen, Market and Bottle Lamb, and Breeding Lamb Sheep Show in the Mid-America Arena. Also today at the Adair County Fair in Greenfield, at 11 o'clock, they'll have Dog Agility. That's on the east side of the fair shop building. At 4, the Bucket Bottle Calf Show in the Mid-America Arena. At 4:45, Ag Olympics in the courtyard. From 6 until 10 tonight, Mechanical Bull Rides at the Midway. And at 8 o'clock, it'll be a Demolition Derby at the Grandstand in Adair County at the Greenfield at the Adair County Fair. There's more you can see new on at the fair today. Take a look at the schedule on the news page at KJAN.com. Well, Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports the last day to file nomination papers for city offices to appear on the November 2nd, 2021 city election ballot is September 16th. Nomination forms available from county auditor, city clerk, or online. City elections and school board elections are held the same day, and that is November 2nd. For the majority of voters, the voting site will be the site used for the general election. There will be separate ballot styles for the city and rural voters, since only city voters cast a ballot for city offices. And as changed in 2019, the city of Marnie will vote at the Cass County Community Building in Atlantic. Now again, the city elections will take place November 2nd. This year, nomination papers for elected city office positions must be filed with the county auditor rather than with the city clerk. Nomination papers may be filed beginning August 23rd and until September 16th. If you'd like to learn how to become a candidate for elective city office, see the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. It's got all the details for you. Keep in mind, though, nomination petitions for a city office must be filed with the county auditor not more than 71 nor less than 47 days prior to the regular election. And again, in 2021, the first day to file your papers is August 23rd. The last day to file is September 16th. Each candidate who successfully files a completed nomination petition is assured a place on the ballot. To see the list of offices appearing on the ballot here in Cass County, again, I refer you to the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Has the entire list of things you need to know. Nomination papers for area school board elections in 2021 can be filed with your school board secretary from August 23rd through September 16th. All offices are for four-year terms. In Cass County, these offices will appear on the ballots for the respective school districts on November 2nd. The Atlantic Community School District, two at-large local directors nominated and elected at-large, and your incumbents are Christy Pellett and Josh McLaren. The CAM School District has one at-large local director nominated and one elected at-large. The incumbent is Nick Kaufman of Adair. Also one North District local director. The incumbent is Chuck Kinsey of Oneida. And one South District local director. The incumbent is Gary Dinkla of Messina. Griswold School District has one District 3 local director on the ballot. The incumbent, Scott Peterson of Griswold. One District 4 local director. The incumbent there is Donald K. Smith of Griswold. And there will be two at-large local directors nominated. The incumbents include Aaron Hauser of Griswold and Robert D. Peterson, also of Griswold. Again, election information, including the candidate nomination form for school board elections, is available online at the Iowa Secretary of State's office, from your local school board secretary's office, and or from the county auditor's office. Check with your local school board secretary, though, for local school board director district boundaries. Governor Kim Reynolds on Thursday announced her appointment of Gina Batting as a judge of the Iowa Court of Appeals. Batting, who's from Carroll, currently serves as a district judge in Judicial Election District 2B. She's previously practiced law in Carroll. Batting received her undergraduate degree from the University of Iowa and her law degree from the University of Iowa College of Law. The Iowa Court of Appeals is Iowa's intermediate appellate court. It's composed of 9 judges and decides appeals from district courts across the state. Batting will fill the vacancy created by the upcoming retirement of Iowa Court of Appeals Judge Richard H. Doyle from Des Moines. And Iowa is set to receive up to $170 million from a lawsuit settlement with 4 companies accused of contributing to the nation's opioid addiction and overdose crisis. The state's share comes as part of a $26 billion deal involving drug maker Johnson & Johnson and 3 opioid distributors who admit no liability as part of the agreement. Attorney General Tom Miller says the money will be spent primarily on treatment and education.
One of the things I want to do is use the money in the most effective way to treat people, but also make sure that the benefits, the treatment is throughout the whole state.
Opioid-related deaths in Iowa increased more than 30% last year to 213.
It's not going to be enough money to solve the whole problem. We're not going to have money to throw around, but we think there's going to be enough money if we spend it wisely to make a real dent in this problem and to really help.
And Miller says the money will be paid over a period of 17 years, and the final amount will depend on how many Iowa counties sign on to the agreement and the settlement. He says around 2/3 have signed up thus far. Also, McKinsey and Iowa was also part of a settlement with consulting firm McKinsey and spending bankruptcy settlement with Purdue Pharma, as told the state could receive up to $200 million through opioid litigation. Our news this hour is brought to you by Stifel Investments. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.